Good morning, welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. Benvenuti tutti a Give Him the Boot. Sono Linda Bull e questa è un'ora e mezza di musica italiana. Sono molto contenta di essere qui anche questo martedì. Oggi purtroppo a Vancouver piove, però speriamo che torni presto la primavera. Hope everyone is doing well this morning here in Vancouver. A little bit rainy, but we will survive. We're used to this rain. Listening to A Corsa from Riccardo Tesi's new album, Presente Remoto. I'll be back soon with a little bit more Italian music.
We'll be right back.
That was a very lovely, very Toots Thielman sounding accordion, actually. Renzo Ruggeri, he is an accordion from the Abruzzo region in on the east coast, central eastern coast of Italy. And he has a new album out called Collection, which of course is, as its name suggests, a collection of songs of his over his career. And that one was Piccolo Valzer Italiano. Very, very sweet song featuring a group of young musicians who accompanies him often when he plays, Piccola Orchestra Moderna, and featuring the beautiful guitar playing of Mauro De Federicis, the soloist there, and a number of tracks on the album, but on that one in particular. Brand new album, Renzo Ruggeri Collection, and featuring the Piccola Orchestra Moderna. There are some really nice tracks on that album. If you want to check out Renzo's music, you can go to his website, renzoruggeri.com. He's quite an accomplished accordion player from Italy, who is both in the classical and the jazz world. And I also have an album of one of his students, Mario Damario, which is a fantastic name, and I'll play a little track from that album a little bit later as well. Before Renzo Ruggeri, I gave you a little taste of another new album that I got from Riccardo Tesi. When I was in Milan recently, I went to see Riccardo Tesi play at the Teatro Leonardo in Milano. He was presenting his new album, Presente Remoto, but he actually has an even newer album, which is another one in conjunction with the wonderful woodwind player, mostly sax, Claudio Carboni. It's called Violini di Santa Vittoria, and it's a very interesting album. It is based on a type of musical style related to the ballo liscio, which is a type of ballroom dancing. And the music features a string quartet throughout, and it also, the music has been arranged, it's traditional sort of music used, dance music used for this type of dancing, and they're mostly things like mazurkas and tangos and polkas and waltzes, things like that. The music, it's from the province of Reggio Emilia and the Po Valley, a late 19th century type of music that it's almost, I guess, a lot of people probably have forgotten about. But it features the Violini di Santa Vittoria, who are Davide Bizzarri, Roberto Mattioli, Orfeo Bossini, viola Luigi Andreoli, contrabbasso, double bass Filippo Pedol, and the fantastic combination of Riccardo Tesi on organetto and Claudio Carboni on sax. I played a track called Vittoria. In fact, it was one that Claudio Carboni had done. And it was a type of mazurka featuring Claudio on saxophone, arranged by Davide Bizzarri. It's an unusual album. It's not what I was expecting when I picked it up. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, actually, but it's fascinating nonetheless. Started off with Filippo Gambetta's new album, Andi Rivieni, which is a fabulous follow-up to his last album, which was from many, many years ago, and I was dying to hear a new album from Filippo Gambetta. It's out on Felme Records, as usual, who always produce an amazing array of fabulous Italian folk music. Felme is based in Turin. If you're looking for some great Italian folk music and you're not sure where to get it, just go to Felme's website, www.felme.it, and you can buy stuff online there. And I would highly recommend that you do, and please support these great record label, Felme. Mistero, depending on how you like to pronounce it, which is a track from Filippo's album, actually written by Riccardo Barbera, the bass player, and featuring Riccardo, of course, on bass and classical guitar, Filippo on three-row melodeon and mandolin, Claudio De Angeli on acoustic guitar, and Mario Arcari on oboe. I'll play another track from that album, too. It's a really pretty album. Funny thing happened, actually, friends of mine, Viper Central and Redgrass, two bluegrass bands from Vancouver, were just in Europe recently on tour, and they went to Genoa for a couple of days and were busking in the street, and who should walk past but Filippo Gambetta. And they sent me a photo of them with all their instruments on the street busking, and Filippo Gambetta as well. It's a pretty hilarious coincidence. Anyway, ciao Filippo, if you're listening out there. That was a funny day, I'm sure, for you to run into my friends in Genoa. Okay, you're listening to Give Him the Boot. It's about 25 past 8 here at CITR 101.9 FM, up at the campus of the wonderful and beautiful University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. For those of you who are listening out on the airwaves who may not be in Canada, thank you for joining me. And it's always lovely to hear from you. So if you do feel like you want to get in touch, then you can either go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/givetheboot, where I have links to a lot of the musicians whose music I play on this show. So if you are interested in knowing more, you want to find out what was played, I've got the playlists up there as well, and also a link to the podcast. So that's another thing. The podcast happens every week when it works, and it's www.citr.ca. And you can click on the schedules and podcast link on the homepage of our station's website. Click on the name of my show, Give Him the Boot, and up will come a listing of all the podcasts available. You can download it to your iPod. You can listen to it online. You can do whatever you like with it. So you don't have to get up too early to listen to the show. And if you want to give me a call here in the studio, 604-822-2487. I'd love to hear from you, or email me, givetheboot@gmail.com. Ok, allora, quindi andiamo avanti. Io vorrei tornare invece al disco di Filippo Gambetta, Andy Rivieni, uscito quest'anno dalla casa discografica Fermai di Torino, grande casa discografica che fa uscire un sacco di musica bella italiana. Allora, questo disco qua ha dei brani molto carini, nuovi di Filippo Gambetta, ma anche dei brani scritti da altri musicisti suoi che suonano con lui, Riccardo Barbera, Claudio De Angeli anche. Adesso vi faccio sentire invece La Serra, si chiama, ed è scritto da Filippo insieme a Claudio. Questo viene dal disco Andy Rivieni di Filippo Gambetta. Thank you.
Thank you.
was one of the students of Renzo Ruggeri. He's an accordion virtuoso, Mario da Mario, which is a fabulous name, I'd say. He was born in 1991, so he's pretty young. Born in Atri, which is a little hilltop town, which I've actually been to, strangely enough. A good friend of mine, Roberta Di Carlo, happens to be from... her family's from Atri originally, in the province of Teramo in the Abruzzi. And he studied with Renzo, he studied with Renato Ruggeri from when he was 5 years old, and then has gone on to study with Renzo Ruggeri. Various styles of music. He definitely has the chops, that's for sure. And that was actually a Renzo Ruggeri tune called Carnevale, which is also the name of Mario's album. He has won many prestigious awards and is also a, and he endorses, he endorses the types of accordions that he plays, which are Roland V accordion and also the Ballone Burini accordion. So really, yeah, he's definitely very talented. That's Mario da Mario and his album Carnevale. So we've been listening to a lot of accordion music this morning. And I just played another track also of Filippo Gambetta, who has a new album out from the Felmei label called Andi Rivieni. And it was a track called La Serra, written in conjunction with his guitarist Claudio De Angeli, who was also a wonderful musician from Genoa, has his own album out, Lassum nell'Oregon, which I have featured on this program as well. All right, well, I think we'll leave the accordion behind for a little bit, and I want to play a little bit of clarinet, another one of my favorite instruments, and a wonderful proponent, exponent of the clarinet in Italian music is a musician by the name of Francesco Banchini, and his music covers quite a few different genres. He's very interested in music of the Middle East and a little klezmer and also all sorts of interesting stuff, little bit jazzy as well, and he's an absolutely amazing clarinet player. So I'm going to play a track from his album Bakshish called L'amore che non fu.
Yeah. AMS Connect is a brand new service that offers a variety of ways for you to get connected to your campus, your city, and your world. We provide online listings of local volunteer opportunities and internship placements that allow you to gain valuable job experience and explore your passions outside of the classroom. The Connect office also facilitates volunteer placements abroad. Do stuff, get involved. For more information, call 604-822-9268 or you can go to their website at www.ams.ubc.ca/vex.
Allora, quindi due pezzi di Francesco Banchini. Il primo pezzo viene da un suo disco Bakshish, un disco molto carino che lui che suona al clarinetto. Poi quell'ultimo pezzo viene da un disco che ha fatto insieme a due musicisti francesi, si chiama The Spirit Rises, il gruppo si chiama Cavarena. Fanno una musica, è un incontro praticamente tra Nord e Sud Europa, ed è una musica molto molto bella, con Francesco Banchini e poi due musicisti dal gruppo Rajna, che sono Jean e Fabrice Lefebvre. È un bel disco, quindi scritto K-H-V-A-R-E-N-A, se volete andare a vedere sul MySpace, a vedere questo gruppo. E allora, state ascoltando Given the Boot, sono le 9:10, sono Linda Bull e qui siamo su CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. Sono molto contenta di essere qua anche oggi. E che musica ho per voi adesso? Abbiamo fatto un po' di musica per la fisarmonica per iniziare questa giornata e adesso un po' di clarinetto e di musica un po', diciamo, da altri posti. E poi mi è arrivato tramite l'Istituto Italiano di Cultura un nuovo disco della collana Putumayo Presents e si chiama Putumayo Presents Italia. E sono, è un insieme di musicisti italiani, alcuni che conosco, alcuni che non conoscevo, e volevo farvi sentire qualche pezzettino. Andiamo subito invece a Giorgio Conte, che è il fratello del più famoso Paolo Conte, è il fratello più grande. Paolo è il fratello più grande, però anche Giorgio ha fatto carriera come musicista dagli anni 90, è molto bravo pure lui. Sentiamo un pezzo che si chiama Balla con me, questo è Giorgio Conte.
C'è un sogno che torna ogni tanto a riempire le notti. È un sogno di quelli che chiamano ricorrenti. Noi due col naso all'insù, la neve che cadeva giù. Io come ridevo e tu come ridevi felice. Un sogno davvero, un bel sogno, mi sveglio contento. Ti guardo e vorrei raccontarti del sogno l'incanto. Ballavi, ballavi con me e poi sei sparita perché io voglio che il sogno riprenda, adesso ti sveglio e faccio sognare anche te. E balla con me, stringimi forte al cuore, balla con me, dai 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 diri da, balla, balla con me. Anche se dormi in piedi, balla con me. La tua camicia da notte brilla nel blu. Sorridi tu. Un bel sogno, sveglio contento ti guardo e vorrei raccontarti del sogno l'incanto noi due col naso all'insù la neve che cadeva giù io come ridevo felice ballando con te.
Un giorno bruna, non devi bere che ti fa male. Gina, lo sai la vita è un'altalena, un giorno scende, un giorno sale. Se vuoi scappare dalla noia esistenziale prova l'acqua minerale. Se vuoi fuggire dalla norma più normale puoi provarci col caffè. Gina, analcolico e gazzosa, no, non è facile, tu sei fatta così. Tastiera. Un giorno bianca, un giorno nera. Se vuoi scappare dalla noia esistenziale, prova l'acqua minerale. Se vuoi fuggire dalla norma più normale, puoi provarci col caffè. Gina, analcolico e gazzosa, vedrai la vita è un'altra cosa. Se la prendi così, se la prendi così, se la prendi così.
Avvenne per caso in una stradina moderna sotto la pioggia. Gli ombrelli che fanno zoom, 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 e l'universo fa boom, boom, boom. Lui una canzone francese, lei una rossa risata irlandese, piovvero langui di giorni, piovvero langui di giorni. Sì, ma io dove ero andato, tutto mi sarei guardato, ne avrei scritto anche meglio di così. Lui era un loden portato da una dolcezza senza rimpianti, da studi classici ardenti, la pipa morsa tra i denti. Lei era un cavallo, un gatto, un'ondata di mare nordico al sole, vestita come uno vuole, vestita come uno vuole. azzurro lui, col permesso degli dèi. Gli dèi dei belli sogni, gli dèi dei belli anni, gli dèi dell'amore rosso, del fuoco nelle sottane, architetture lontane. Contro una rossa risata irlandese, gli ombrelli che fanno zoom, 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 e l'universo fa boom, boom, boom.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
So we just heard there from the brother of Giorgio Conte, that was Paolo Conte from his album Una Faccia in Prestito, A Face on Loan. I love the title of that album, Architetture Lontane. And in fact, Giorgio Conte has written many of his brother's hits. He's a very highly regarded musician in his own right. And Giorgio Conte, we heard Balla Con Me, and that was from a Putumayo Presents compilation CD, which is just out, called Italia. And in between there, a little gypsy jazz swing from Lou Colombo and Maurizio Geri Swingtet, a track called Gina. And Lou Colombo is a singer who started her career in the 70s singing folk pop music and doing advertising jingles and musical theatre, and had some hits in the early 80s, some disco hits. But in recent years, she's been going a little bit more towards more romantic era of Italian music and singing in that swing and boogie genre. And she's teamed up with the Maurizio Geri Swingtet, who are a great group featuring one of the members of actually Riccardo Tesi's group Banditalia, Maurizio Geri, who also plays great swing guitar. And he's a wonderful singer, actually, too. I really enjoy his voice. That's also off the Putumayo Presents Italia album. It is 9 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. You're listening to Give 'Em the Boot, an hour and a half of Italian folk music of all types. And I also want to mention a little bit of what's going on around the world of Italian music and Italian cinema and Italian stuff. The Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver is hosting a number of events over the next few weeks, as usual, and they have a documentary on the life and work of an Italian atomic physicist, Bruno Pontecorvo. It's happening Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver, which is 510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver. It's in collaboration with Triumph. There's no cost to go, but pre-registration is required. You can give them a call on 604-688-0809. And Bruno Pontecorvo was an Italian physicist of Jewish descent who studied with Enrico Fermi and wrote many studies on high-energy physics, especially on neutrinos. Unable to re-enter Italy once the fascist regime passed the racial laws in 1938, Pontecorvo worked in Paris and the USA until 43, when he moved to Quebec to work at the Montreal Laboratory. In 48, he received UK citizenship and moved to UK in 1950 at the height of the Cold War. He made an unusual ideology-based defection to the USSR, where he worked until he died in 1993. The prestigious Pontecorvo Prize for Research on Elemental Particles was instituted in his memory in 1995. And this documentary is directed by Ella Vlasova, and the screening of the documentary is in Russian and with English and probably Italian with the English subtitles. It's only 45 minutes long. And it'll be introduced by some experts from Triumph, Canada's National Laboratory for Particle and Nuclear Physics. So if you're interested in that type of thing, 6 o'clock Wednesday night at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. And then also Thursday night, there will be a Parla Italia lecture by Professor Catherine Boscia about Sicilian comedy, funny business in ancient Sicily. And that's Thursday night at 6:15, UBC Robson Square Theatre, which is 800 Robson Square, Vancouver. It's in collaboration with the UBC Department of Classical, Near Eastern and Religious Studies. Again, admission is free, but pre-registration is required, so please call 604-688-0809, extension 23. And Catherine Boscia is Assistant Professor of Classics at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Her research focuses on the social context, production and reception of ancient theatre, both in the classical world and in later periods. And her current book project is A History of Early Greek Theatre in Sicily. She says, the Sicilian landscape is dotted with the ruins of Greek theatres, and the nearby island of Lipari holds graves with hundreds of Greek comic figurines. From Aristotle to Horace, ancient authors refer to comic poets from Sicily, and later antiquarians quote Sicilian plays. But does all this add up to an ancient Greek-Sicilian tradition of comedy, or is it primarily evidence that Sicily was a fertile repository for Attic drama? This talk surveys the literature and archaeological evidence for comic theatre in Sicily from its colonial foundations to the 3rd century BC. That sounds very interesting. And this is something after my own heart. On June 1st, the Feast of St. Joseph, an evening of Sicilian culinary delight with Fabrizia Lanza and Cristina Burridge. It's Monday, June 1st at 6 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. Food and wine expert Cristina Burridge and cooking school teacher and art historian Fabrizia Lanza of the Anna Tasca Lanza Cooking School will share the hidden and unique Sicilian culinary traditions associated with the magnificent Feast of St. Joseph. Fabrizia will air her original short documentary film on the ritual foods associated with this festival. It's a holiday important throughout Italy, but one that's a particularly rich gastronomic significance in Sicily. The pair will discuss bread altars, svincia and macco, among other things. Incredibly well-informed authorities on the culinary history of Sicily, Fabrizia and Cristina will conduct a lively conversation on the special foodways of the island that are steadily and sadly disappearing. So if you want to go to that, free admission, pre-registration required, of course, 6 o'clock Monday, June 1st. And maybe I'll remind you about that. And also just a reminder, if you are looking to see, you know, what might be happening in the Italian world, you can always go to the IIC Vancouver website. It's iicvancouver.esteri, E-S-T-E-R-I, dot it. It's the Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver. If you don't know about it, you should. They have an absolutely amazing array of free documentaries, films, musical events, food events, a whole bunch of things. And also the Italian Cultural Centre also has many events. You can check out their website, italianculturalcentre.com. Okay, now for something completely different. I think I'm going to play a little bit of Southern Italian vocal music from an a cappella group from Puglia called Farra Walla, and this track is called Quingui.
Quingui, 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 quingui.
Ma chi ne overe, ma l'umare, alma melaria, quingui, quelli alimenti, quingui, quingui, maria, verità,
quingui, 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 quingui.
Quingui, 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 quing
alma, qui, 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 qui il mare vola con ferita. Qui vola me, vola me, sopra me, sine aria, sine verità. Me moro per la verità, sine vanità. Vola me, sopra me, sine aria, sine verità. Me moro per la verità, sine vanità.
Il tempo che mi basta, il tempo che non ho. Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Allora, abbiamo appena sentito Radicanto, un gruppo interessante, con dal suo disco La Corsa, Il Tempo Che Mi Basta, un po' sul rock quel disco lì, comunque diciamo un po' di musica diversa. Abbiamo invece sentito poi i Farrawalla con il loro brano Quingui. Molto simpatiche sono, dal disco Sospiro. Adesso vi faccio sentire invece un bel brano da un cantautore, Nicola Genovese, dal suo disco Strano Tempo. Questo è Calendrier Atomique, e infatti è in francese.
di questo torrente così limpida e veloce scenderò. Fino a quando la mia montagna, fino a dove questa montagna si farà pianura. Molto lontano da questo cielo, così vicino che lo puoi toccare. Fino al punto esatto, fino al punto dove il fiume accarezza il mare. Ma chissà dove il fiume incontra il mare. Quando non potranno più sentire, e sarò lontano da questo cielo, ma così lontano da non poterci tornare, molto vicino al punto esatto dove il fiume accarezza il mare, molto vicino al punto, molto vicino a dove il fiume incontra il mare. Ma chissà dove il fiume incontra il mare.
Seppellito un anno fa, nessuno più coltivare la vite, verde rame sulle sue poche, poche unghie e troppi figli da cullare. E il treno io l'ho preso, fatto bene. Pago sulla mia valigia, non ce n'era, solo un po' d'amore la teneva insieme, solo un po' di rancore la teneva insieme. Il collega spagnolo non sente, non vede, ma parla del suo gallo da battaglia e la latteria diventa terra. Prima parlava strano e io non lo capivo, però il pane con lui lo dividevo e il padrone non sembrava poi cattivo. Hanno pagato Pablo, hanno pagato Pablo, Pablo è vivo. Hanno pagato Pablo, Pablo è vivo. Hanno pagato Pablo, Pablo è vivo.
con le mani io posso fare castelli, costruire autostrade e parlare con Pablo. Lui conosce le donne e tradisce la moglie, con le donne ed il vino e la Svizzera verde. E se un giorno è caduto per caso, pensando al suo gallo o alla moglie ingrassata come la foto. Prima parlava strano e io non lo capivo, però il fumo con lui lo dividevo e il padrone non sembrava poi cattivo. Hanno ammazzato Pablo, Pablo è vivo. Hanno ammazzato Pablo, Pablo è vivo. Hanno ammazzato Pablo, Pablo è vivo.
Grandissime cantautore Francesco De Gregori, Pablo, dal suo disco Rimmel, che è veramente probabilmente il mio disco preferito in assoluto, e devo ringraziare il mio amico Sebastiano Cubeddo per avermi regalato quell'audiocassetta, ma una quindicina di anni fa, e poi ultimamente in Sardegna mi ha riregalato invece la versione in CD. Grazie Sebastiano. Quindi abbiamo sentito poi, prima di Gian Maria Testa, Il Viaggio si chiamava il brano, e all'inizio invece Nicola Genovese, Calendrier Atomique, dal suo disco Strano Tempo. Quindi tutte e tre cantautori italiani molto bravi. Adesso voglio salutarvi con un pezzo bellissimo cantato da Elena Ledda e Andrea De Parodi, però è un pezzo cileno scritto dalla grande cantautrice cilena Violeta Parra. Si chiama Gracias a la Vida e viene dal disco di Elena e Andrea che si chiama Rosa Resolza, che è stato registrato poco tempo prima che moriva Andrea. E niente, allora vi saluto, ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Io sono Linda Bull, questo è Give 'Em the Boot su CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver. I want to say goodbye to everyone, thanks for being with me today. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Elena Ledda and Andrea Parodi from their album Rosa Resolza and a track by Violeta Parra called Gracias a la Vida. Thanks and we'll see you all next week.
Questa non l'abbiamo proprio potuta provare, ci siamo solamente detti io canto questa strofa e tu canti questa. Quindi speriamo che vada bene. Grazie alla vita. Grazie.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dolores que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en alto alto cielo, su fondo estrellado, y en la multitud es el hombre que yo amo. Che mi ha dato tanto, mi ha dato il sonido y el abecedario, con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrada. Que yo soy amado.